What's going on, FA Nation? Johnny Pemba here with James Grande. Welcome to the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast and live stream for Friday. It's worse. It was Friday. It is Tuesday. Tuesday's four game.
Friday. Main
slate. Yeah, man. Friday would have been cool.
That would have been a lot cooler. Yeah,
but it's a Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's four gamer. Pretty loaded slate for four games though. Jokic, Giannis, and maybe Giannis, Embiid, Kawhi, Harden, Irving. Like, you know, Siakam's on the back to back. Lillard. Pretty loaded talent-wise for just four games here today.
Very much so. You know, could have been better if Kevin Durant wasn't selfish and didn't get injured.
Right.
If Giannis wasn't selfish dealing with a knee injury, you know. Paul George wasn't so selfish. I'm just kidding.
George practiced. He might play today.
Good practice. That's good to see. Jamal Murray probable.
He played the last back-to-back, right? So
he didn't play. He didn't play. They didn't have a back-to-back. They didn't play yesterday.
No, so. I know. Right. Okay, good point.
Chris Middleton listed question. Well, that just feels like a formality where he's not, where the injury report hasn't come out. But yes, for a small slate, star-studded, a lot of 10K and above players. Shout out to Kawhi making the leap.
You see Gary Trent's price? $6,700.
Oh, small slate. They give it a little adjustment after yesterday's pod. We were talking about how low it was.
He was 55. He went up to 67. Is this the highest he's been all year? It's the highest he's been all year, but oh no, it's not. He was highest he's been all season. I don't know.
Yeah.
Completely out of the blue. $6,700.
In terms of Vegas, Portland, Denver is the creme de la creme of the slate, 237.5 total. 7-point spread in favor of Denver there. Brooklyn, San Antonio, 233. John, I got to ask, is Kyrie Irving ever going to be good without Kevin Durant? Or?
It
feels like the spot, right?
I mean, you would have thought OKC would be the spot. But yeah, maybe San Antonio's the spot here today. $9,900, though. Are you paying the $99 against San Antonio?
I kind of want to. Because it's San Antonio.
He went for 42 fantasy points in 29 minutes against them back on January 2nd in a game Brooklyn won by 36.
granted, I mean, he went nuts.
KD was in that game, so.
Kyrie was
11
for 14 from the floor.
Yeah, KD was 10 of 14. He had
15, okay. So okay. Okay.
Nobody stopped anybody in that game for San Antonio, so. Point guard's pretty interesting, right? You have Harden at 10K at the top against the Clippers. Kyrie's at 99. Lillard's been unreal. And now he's got Denver, whom in three games he's averaging 60 fantasy points against, which is
good.
That's better, better than most.
That's good.
Drew Holiday without Giannis yesterday goes for 63 fantasy points. Already played a back-to-back. He played 34 and 33 minutes, so we're not really worried about that. Mm-hmm. He gets Toronto, which has been a tougher spot generally, we feel like, for teams. But 8K, no Giannis could be something. Van Vliet popped yesterday for 33 actual 61 fantasy points. Probably can't trust that to happen again, but he's there. Jamal Murray at 75 on the opposite side. He's averaging 38 fantasy points in three games against Portland. Trey Jones, the guy we've been liking. I mean, point guard's pretty strong today. Mid-tier, top-tier, some value, I think, is available on this slate also, potentially. So, pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, everyone at the top except Kyrie. It's funny, right? Harden, been awesome. Lillard's been awesome. Holiday's been awesome. Kyrie's been the worst, but he has the best matchup. And he should, in theory, be great, right? Because there's no Kevin Durant.
You would think so. Yeah.
In theory, he's not going to go 7 for 20 and 9 of 24 again.
No, at least he's taking 20 plus shots.
Right. No, love to see that. And that's Kyrie with or without Kevin Durant. Obviously, like, the pressure is greater when there's no Kevin Durant because, like, it's his team. But, like, you can make a case for all four of them. You can make a case to play two of them. You could try to jam three of them if you wanted to. I think that there's a case for all of them. Yeah. And then you mentioned the mid-tier, Van Vliet. Dude, he has so many, like, booms. Like, 30, 30, 30, 60. 30, 60, 30. Like, so get Van Vliet on a good night.
He had the back-to-back 65, 55 fantasy point efforts just last week.
It's when he makes, like, multiple threes. It's like, all right, Van Vliet makes four threes, automatically, like, 60 fantasy points or 50 fantasy points. It's crazy. And then you mentioned the mid-tiers. Trey Jones, someone I've been, like, touting, shouting from the rooftops. And we got 35 minutes, which was weird. And I don't think we can expect it. But, like, the guy's been awesome.
He's been good. He's good in 65 against Simons here against Denver, averaging 28 fantasy points in three games against them. You know, Maxey hasn't been as good as he was pre-injury, but he's 64. He can
came off the bench, coming off the bench, by the way.
Yeah, which is helping Harden, I think. Right, like it's kind of you know, spreading it out. Wall's already ruled out. They've been playing. I mean, they've been playing man because no George, but I think they're just playing man anyways now, right?
He's just like, He's their starting point guard.
Yeah. So
coming off his regular season, career high 31 points.
Yeah.
Because he had the 37 in the playoffs or whatever it was, 38, 39.
Yeah, Richardson played 30 minutes against Sacramento.
Yep.
But he's been good anyways, even playing 23 minutes. So, I mean, he's $4,500. You know, we talked about Seth Curry getting a minutes bump lately. And, you know, the one game we played him against Boston, he has 12 fantasy points. He had 30 against OKC, 21 against Miami. He's $4,300 against San Antonio. Like, he had 26 fantasy points in 22 minutes against San Antonio in that game where nobody missed. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you not like Seth Curry today at $4,300?
Yeah, the value tier is kind of elite.
They started Sumner, by the way, the other day. He only played 12 minutes, but they did start him.
I'm happy for him. yeah, they did start Sumner. Yeah, listen, love Richardson, love Curry. Weird to see the best player in the Bucks, Javon Carter, only play 11 minutes yesterday. but yeah, I think you can get behind either of those value point guards. I suspect Curry and Richardson both very popular because they're both multi-position eligible too. Yeah. So Harden's multi-position eligibility is gone and you want to fit probably two of these point guards. So I love Curry and Richardson. I think they're both going to be pretty popular.
I'm with you. Shooting guard here, PG's at $9,100. We'll see if he plays. If he plays, do you think he's limited at all? It's a hamstring injury he's coming back from.
Maybe. It's been, what, 12 days, almost 2 weeks. Maybe limited. Probably don't need to go there. I think $9,100 is better allocated elsewhere, especially what we just talked about at point guard.
Yep.
And what we're going to see at center as well.
So I don't really think this is a great tier. I think it's a tier where you're just okay playing a mid-tier guy, and then, you know, you mentioned Richardson and Curry, like, maybe you just punt it there, but, like, OG at 71's okay. Again, I like Simons at 68. I think you could play him at shooting guard. Gary Trent, again, big price bump for Gary
Trent. Just get to your guy already, John. Just get
Royce O'Neal? Are we talking about Royce O'Neal?
Yeah, just mention him already.
I'm just saying, the guy's filling up the stat sheets.
He has been good, and that's direct correlation to Durant not being there.
I think so. No Simmons last game, too, I think probably helped with the 8 assists. Simmons the injury report today. So
That's true.
But yes, I like Royce O'Neal, 55. Again, Powell at 6K, probably good, but obviously he'll lose some minutes if Paul George is back.
Mm-hmm.
But like, this is not a great shooting guard tier. So, or just shooting guard, you know, position right now. So
I would throw KCP into the mix. He's been pretty good lately. 23 plus fantasy points in four straight.
Grayson Allen was good yesterday.
Yep. And if we get the same news about Giannis, I would say Grayson Allen back in our.
Do you think Richardson's minutes had anything to do with McDermott not playing the other day?
Potentially. Is he off the in? It's questionable. I mean, I think Richardson has been getting minutes because of Vassell, too, being out. So, just with Vassell being out, I think Richardson's minutes in, like, the low 20s are secure. And if McDermott doesn't play, I think he could approach 30
because McDermott's been playing 20 to 24 minutes, it feels like, now for six straight games. So, probably since Vassell went out. And obviously he doesn't play last game, and Richardson goes from 24 to 30. So, yeah, that's something to certainly to take a peek at, I think, there. Small forward. Kawhi's at 10-3. They keep on bumping him up, but he's worth it. I mean, he's this kind of player. Obviously, 49 fantasy points against Houston, you want a little bit more there. Just gave you the 5X, but he popped for 60 against Dallas a few slates prior. He had 28.
Would you play it if Paul George came back? If Paul George was in, would you play it?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Agreed.
Nope. Scottie Barnes finally had a good game against the Knicks. 45 fantasy points. I mean, look at the recent production again. 49,
25, 47, 53, 45. I'm out. Look at the price. I'm out. Okay. This is when I jump. This is when I jump ship. Okay. We had been in on Scottie Barnes.
Yep.
This is when I am out.
Did he play Calden at 74?
No, I don't think I'd play. I think I'll throw them both in the same, like, the same boat. Like, you love the shot attempts for Keldon, and honestly, the rebounds were nice. But, he has to score, like, 30 points to get there.
Yeah.
Like, 30 actual. He has to. He just – what is the upside on Keldon Johnson at this price? He has not gone for – he had 48 fantasy points on October 30th, and he has gone for – he went for 52 against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone for 40 once since then.
Right.
Once. I'd rather play Scottie Barnes, but I don't think I'm going to play either of them. I'm just going to like.
So we don't really like the spend up price generally here, but like, where are you going? Are you just playing it safe at like Toby at 61?
I think Josh Hart at 56, he's going to play a boatload of minutes. Okay. I mean, 28 fantasy points in 28 minutes and a blowout.
Yep.
Two back-to-back blowouts, like, just limits his production. I mean, you look at, there's like the dud game every so often for Josh Hart, but like.
Safe.
Pretty safe. TJ Warren, again, with the minutes, 22, not like great. But
if he hit more shots, maybe he stays on the floor.
Yeah, I think he's very
three fouls for him too. So
yeah, I think the tournaments. Bruce Brown, no matter how many minutes he plays, there's like 20 something fantasy points coming. Connaughton should play a bunch of minutes. I just like that. Well, I guess we'll see about Connaughton because Ingles will be back too, right?
I think so.
Expected to be back.
Will sit out. Yeah, I have to imagine.
He hasn't been playing back-to-back, small forward stinks. I'll definitely say that.
Shooting guard and small forward aren't great. I mean, you know, Mann is a guy that has point guard small forward eligibility, so on DraftKings, so you could, I guess, play Terrence Mann there.
Michael Porter?
Yeah, I mean, we love Michael Porter, but he's been okay.
He's been scoring a little bit better lately. 16,
but where's 22? All the other numbers? It's just that Aaron Gordon's doing more.
Like, it's Aaron Gordon. It's Jokic. Yeah.
So, I know. I mean, maybe Josh Hart is that guy here, you know? So, because we like spending up. Hart. I think we're spending up a point guard, at least for now. So, like.
We are definitely spending up a point guard, and then we're going to get to.
Maybe 2 point guards or something down today?
Yeah, but then we get to center, too, and it's like.
Yep.
I mean, we'll probably play Simmons at center or power forward, but, like, I'm just saying, like, center.
We're going to play Claxton today.
Yeah.
We're gonna play Claxton. Power forward. Giannis is at the top. If he's active, I mean, sure.
Right? Yeah, like there's another one. Like
72 fantasy points against Toronto. So like sure. 30, 21, 10 triple double. So yep, with 12 turnovers in that game.
So quadruple double.
Was that after the Luka game?
That was the game that they blew a like 17 point lead with 2 minutes in. Yeah. And it was after the Luka game.
He also had a ridiculous stretch of 84, 81,
81. Yeah, that was after the Luka stretch, but it was this is the game they blew like 17 point lead and they had to play overtime. Like had to play in overtime and Giannis had a good overtime.
Okay. He's Giannis. He's 11-8. Play him if you want.
He is Giannis. That is correct.
Jeremy Grant's averaging 30 fantasy points in 3 against Denver. Don't like the price at 73.
Yeah,
price
is,
Bobby Poe, he's good, right? He plays 30 minutes, whether Giannis is in or out. Obviously, if Giannis is out, he has a higher ceiling here. So, yeah. But he's 7K now. He's 7K now. So, like.
He'll be super chalk if Giannis is out.
Oh, he's out for sure. You know, Aaron Gordon at 66. He's been decent. You know, no Jokic the other day. Everybody played him. He came through for 43 fantasy points. You know, great.
Jokic played that game.
Two games ago.
He went for 30. Yeah, that was the him and Murray. Clippers. Murray went off in that Clippers game.
Aaron Gordon revenge there against Orlando. Should have seen that one coming. Good price tag for him. We talked Toby. Ben Simmons, the last time he was on the floor, had a 35-point game with 0 points scored. So,
He gave an interview after the game, and he basically said, "I'm going to be more aggressive moving forward." He said, "I know I can
score. Any shot attempts would be fine, Ben. Just take any shot attempts."
I'm playing him.
I think
there's no Durant. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. I think
at the very least, you know, he's getting your rebounds and assists, right?
At the very
least, you're getting a peak Draymond game. So
defensive stats too. Like Ben Simmons is, we know what he is defensively.
He fouls so much,
but he's also guarding the best player of all time. Like he's going to guard Kelvin Johnson this whole game.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I agree. 5,900 is too good of a price tag for him there. Marcus Morris, I think, is fine. You know, obviously Paul George comes back, it hits him a little bit, but doesn't hit him in minutes. It just takes away some shot attempts. So, but Morris is good there. Would you play Sochan? The minutes have been good, you know, and it's just up and down production because he's a rookie, but.
Tournaments. I think this tier is interesting. Morris, you mentioned, Sochan, you mentioned. I think Covington, if Paul George sits again, has been. Yeah. Very interesting lately.
20 or more minutes in 3 or 4.
Dude, he's so cheap.
Four or five, rather.
I'd rather play him than like a Batum. Covington has a higher ceiling for cheaper, too. Yeah. I know Batum's been starting, but like Covington's been playing. I don't know if that's going to continue. He's been kind of giving Zubac, like, he's been playing the 4 and the 5. So they'll need him for, they'll need Zubac for Embiid here, you would think, in theory. But I actually kind of like Covington in tournaments 36. Okay. But I think that's – I don't know if that's contingent on Paul George. To be seen. Remains to be seen. Right. But I do think Covington in tournaments is
okay. And then we'll go to center here. Jokic is 12K against Portland. He's averaging 51 fantasy points against them, which really isn't that great. You know, I was looking at his scoring. So Jokic's scoring prop is 25.5 today. And he's got under that more than he has gone over that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it's never a good feeling to take an under on an elite player like Nikola Jokic.
On the back-to-back MVP.
But, like, I mean, he's gone under in 4, 5, 6 of the last 8 games. Seven of the last 10 games, he's gone under 25.5. He's averaging only 23 points against Portland this year.
I mean, they've won 5 in a row, and he hasn't needed to shoot, right?
Well, I guess here's the thing. He must have had a very bad game because he had 29 and 33, and then he had 9. So, yeah. So, kind of an outlier. He's gone over in 2 of the 3 games against Portland. Only had 9
points. Well, it's the Nurkic-Jokic.
I don't know. It was just a weird seeing 25.5 and seeing him basically miss only hit that 3 times in the last 10. But
he's just been so good everywhere that I think we just like think that he's gonna. But he's some. I mean, look at the last few games. It's like 14 assists and 15 rebounds and like.
Yeah, and when he does give you 28 points, he gives you 70. So
yep, that's the.
JoJo's 11-3, obviously, because the Clippers, really good spot for him there. Siakam, we didn't like playing him at 10K yesterday. Went for 49.
I'm happy that he's under. I'm happy to see him under 10K, though. This feels way better than paying the premium for him.
Nurkic the other night, foul trouble all day, did absolutely nothing, and I had his over 15.5 points, and I was swearing at a wall, and then I refreshed. And he ended up going off in like a 6-minute span in the fourth quarter there. And only played 20 minutes, but got 20 actual and hit the over on his point prop. So I was pretty thrilled.
He's been really good.
But again, I think we're just going to play Claxton today.
I mean,
the blocks have been ridiculous, right?
The blocks have been ridiculous. I think the rebounds are going to be consistent. I don't know if 13 with Simmons back, but I do think that the
points... I mean, points he had 9, 11, and 9, and Simmons was in those games. So.
It's fair. It's fair.
You just need a little bit of a higher scoring profile.
Yeah, he's... No, he's... No, he's elite. He's
not
elite.
Not a good defensive team there. Brolo, if there's no Jokic... I mean, no Giannis, rather. We like that. He's going to play the minutes anyways, but... you know, decent price tag at 58.
I don't want to skip over Poeltl, because Poeltl's been really, really good.
Okay.
And he played 31 minutes last game. Yep. Not playing his guys. 38-plus in... 3 of his last 5 games. I mean, Poeltl, the ceiling has been pretty good.
I like it. I don't hate that. What did Precious end up playing yesterday? 20 minutes. 20 minutes for Precious. 8-8, though. So, if you want to punt, maybe. Maybe it's still Precious.
Yeah, he's probably the only... He's probably the only punt. Him and Covington under 4... Under 5K, really, right? Like, the only two guys that are even viable?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you can take a tournament throw at Zach Collins, but that's about it.
You play if you're playing showdown. You play Moses Brown in the lineup.
He could. I mean, Moses Brown. He does get in the game. So, you know, 16 fantasy points in 13 minutes. You never know. All right, we liked point guard a lot here.
Yeah. Well, we started our lineup with either Richardson or Curry, right? Like that's.
Yeah. So I mean, like I was gonna go.
I'm okay. Any point guard you say to me right now, I'm okay with playing. I'm serious. I love all four of the top. All four of the top guys are in play.
So if we start our lineup with Irving, Richardson, Lillard, Curry.
Irving,
Richardson, Lillard, Curry.
Lillard, Curry.
We have 54-50 a player.
And you wanted to play Claxton.
Why? I mean, I like Claxton. I could go Poeltl. I mean, if you want to save a little bit of dollars there, give us 2 San Antonio, 2 Brooklyn guys.
We're gonna play Hart probably at small forward, right?
Yeah, I'll go Hart.
Is that the only? I mean, that was like the only. You and I were both like, yeah. I don't know where else we'd go.
You wanted Ben, so we could play Ben Simmons at the 5.
We could. Also, I didn't Bob Cove revenge narrative. By the way, think about this still right now. Philly.
So you want to go that route, right? This doesn't have Covington, but it has Irving, Richardson, Hart, Simmons, Poeltl, Lillard, Covington, Curry, and gives us $500 left over.
Covington, Curry. Yep, I like it.
All right, so we'll rock that. We got a Brooklyn San Antonio stack. What's the game total on that one?
That game total is 233.
Okay.
Opened at 235. They've been bet down a little bit, but like San Antonio's the worst defensive unit. So.
Sure. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't hate what we got going on there. So a little Brooklyn San Antonio stack on a 4-gamer here. We got 1-off plays of Covington and Lillard, a little ceiling. That is a 4 games. Ray Coon's on the playbook today. James and I will, of course, will be in the Discord, and we will be talking to you later.